All right, so before we do 48 about the cover picture, I'm going to talk about the back page, 49. So this is the best thing you can do for your front cover and your back cover is go to Amazon, look at 49. Go to Amazon and look at covers and back of books that you like that you have at your house. Look at them. Then you're going to see a bunch totally identical. You're going to see if the person is super famous, the title's going to be this big and their name's going to be this big. And if they have a co-writer, the co-writer's name is going to be like that big. I don't think James Patterson barely even has his co-writers on. They're like tiny. It's just him. And because he's the one that sells the book. I'm going to suggest on this, you need a headshot. If you don't have your headshot on the back of the book, you need your headshot in somewhere in the book on about the author. On the back of the book, if you're using your book for business, for speaking opportunities, to be the expert in something, you need your picture on the back of the book. Okay? What a picture says is I'm not a weirdo. All right? It really does. It says I'm normal. I'm like you. It gives people... Well, okay, some of your pictures might not say that. But what it does, it says when people see my picture, they're thinking less as a 30-year-old pastor. No. They're thinking less as a middle-aged... He's a middle-aged white guy. People need to know that before that's like gives them a comfort level. It doesn't matter your color, your age, but they know something about you. So if you're going to become the expert, if it's fiction, it probably doesn't matter. But you need a headshot, and this is what your headshot, when your friends look at the headshot, they should say, I know that person. That's the person I know. So it shouldn't be a glamour shot. It shouldn't be amazing. It should be straight on, right about here. And they are not easy to get, so they're worth working your time and figuring out how to get a good picture. Do your book, even if you don't have one. I can help you take one, or I can take one of you if you need that. But if you're speaking, business, opportunities, sales, anything like that, you want to be the expert, have the headshot. Book summary, go on the back. That's the most important thing on the back is the summary of the book that'll make people hopefully want to read your book. They can read it, but make sure your book summary is actually a summary and not something new and cool that you want it to say. Make sure it reflects your book, even if it's taken straight from an area of your book. And it takes some work. So once again, you just have a page in your file. Then you can scratch it out. You can literally. I just did this for a back page, and all I did is I started. Okay, nobody's read the book, so I don't have anybody. I have a foreword in it, so I didn't want to put anything on the back. So I knew I wanted some language about the summary. I know I wanted my picture on the back with a short bio. It's an abbreviated bio. You can have something else in the back of the book with your picture again with a longer bio so people know how they can hire you, get a hold of you, stuff like that. And I looked at a couple books and I settled for a back cover that had the name of the book up here, nice and big. I kind of mashed up a couple things. And I had a summary here, and then I had a sort of like a, I said, I challenge you to, and then I had three challenges here, then I had a little bit more summary, and then I had a block down here, it has my picture and then my bio here. That's my back cover, yep. So
that's what Barry could like.
Yeah, it's just like that. Well, the blue eyes captured it. I mean, it was so what you do, you can look, just take a piece of copy paper and start drawing on it, thumbing through books that you like, things like that. And there's no book cover that's original that you've ever seen. There's no back of your book that's original that you've ever seen. Go, you will be amazed how similar everything becomes, because there's only three or four elements on the back of your book. There's only one or two, or there's only three on the front. There's a picture, there's a title, there's a name. Maybe a tagline. There's a tagline, which is part of your name. There's hardly anything else on the front of the book. That's it. So there's only a look and see what you like. And I've done a lot of on the book covers. I've done a lot where here's going to be a book cover where you have the whole thing as a picture. But I'm liking a lot more as I'm looking at more covers and seeing my own. I like a lot more when the picture's somewhere in here and there's maybe the title and the author down here. That's not proportionate, but maybe something like that with maybe a little bleed over there, stuff like that. But think about it, and I know your book's not written yet, but doing this will give you vision of I'm gonna fill up between the front and the back of my book. That's gonna be my heart and soul, and I'm gonna write a bunch of stuff. I'm gonna love the journey of writing it, and so that's why we're gonna look for pictures today. All right, so get out your laptop. This is for the front jacket. Just go to Shutterstock.com. Shutterstock, S-H-U-T-T-E-R.
What is the passcode?
Oh, can Ellen, can you tell it? Oh, I've got it. I'll I meant to ask you before.
Because you were here before.
Is it
password, Wi-Fi.
What? No. What?
Just go to Cafe Marishi 50. And it's free. I mean, it's there's no password. Yeah, there's no password.
Cafe Marishi 50, no password.
No password.
Good. So I meant to get that out there earlier. Okay. And these, all of these things I'm taking you to are in your resource section of this book, okay? So we're going to go to Shutterstock, Shutterstock.com. You're going to, and it's going to be up here in a minute. Here it is.
Wow, this is a cool place.
It is a cool place. And
why does mine look different than that?
Well, you might be on a different page. Just go to Shutterstock.com.
That's where I am.
Shutterstock.com.
Oh, it looks like it's doing it different for everybody.
It is. Mine's now different, too. So you're going to go in there, and you're going to sign up. Did anybody sign up this week already?
Sign in.
Good for you. Sign up or sign in.
Okay, sign in.
I think I might already have that down. No, I don't. Create your free account. Mm-hmm.
Create your free account.
What's the difference between doing it in the app and doing it through the internet?
I don't know. I don't use apps that much for stuff like that.
Because when I pulled it up, it asked me to download an app, so I went ahead and did the app.
Okay. Are you doing it on your phone?
On my iPad.
On your iPad, okay. It should be similar. Should be similar. All right. So, do you have an account?
Yep.
All right, and we're not going to like probably be able to wait till everybody has an account. Raise your hand if you have an account. Well, you guys are fast. All right. So let me go in here to sign in, and hopefully you can see it. You'll be able to see up here. Don't look at my password. No, it's.
Yes, I'm going to
download. Okay, so. I'm going to go down here to Healing Wounded Land. I'm going to show you the pictures that I had for Healing Wounded Land down here in the light box. And the cool thing, so see, remember I told you I had all these different things here? And what I did, I shared this light box with a couple people. All right? And so you can share a link. You can say, and you just share that light box. And so when you're looking through your picture, so what we're going to do, we're going to go in here and select doors. Actually, we'll put open doors. Here's a picture right here. You can click on it. It'll give you a picture that says preview. You can click on it, give you a bigger picture. Invitation. So what we're going to go do down here.
Wait a minute. You put in doors at the top?
No, just searching. Just in the search box.
You did it.
And then look down where it says same artist and similar images. So when you go to, when you don't have to put doors, you can put whatever you want. Go down and look, there's similar artists, similar images. And then you can also go over here. You can see where your picture is. You can say save to light box. All right, so we're going to save to light box.
Where are we? We're going too fast, I'm sorry.
Right underneath the picture.
Oh.
There's this little line that says save to light box. Put your cursor on it, it'll highlight it. If you don't, I don't have it, so I'm going to put in here invited. And I save it. Now, every time I look at a picture that I like, I'm going to save it to that light box.
To invite it,
right. Okay. Right, and you'll see.
Okay. So what, let's look at.
So is there a max number that you.
Well, I have, I'll look here. I have.
Hearing.
So you can save to light boxes without purchasing something.
Yeah.
You don't purchase them
until you want them. So you keep saving. You keep putting them. Here's Kathleen Gage's right down here. Tune into the Voice of God light box. General light box. Invited, healing, wounded land. I have 6 light boxes. I have about maybe 30-something pictures in the fullness of them. So you're not buying anything. You're just saving them. You're just categorizing. And what it does is, so again, when you're inspired, you have an idea, you type it in there, you look around. There's some variables in your search that you can change your search to just a vertical or just a horizontal, which you need a vertical. But so usually I put in a vertical because your book cover is going to be vertical. But that doesn't always work. If you're going to use PowerPoint also with it and do a workbook presentation, then you need kind of both. So then I get a horizontal and work the horizontal into vertical.
Can you do any editing to the picture?
Not in there. What you do, so this is just to get you a picture.
Okay.
Can you do an edit to it?
You can't. I mean, you cannot in Shutterstock. You're buying a picture for $10. You put all the free ones you want in your light box. And if you have another book idea, you put another book title in there. All right? And then you just start, it's just categorizing. It's just not having it all in your brain. I want my book cover to look like a door, look like a cafe, look like a table. You're going to have tables and cafes, cup of coffee table, and doors in here. And you're going to start looking. You're going to spend some time. Don't settle too early. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love with your book title. Don't fall in love with your chapters. Don't fall in love with your structure. Don't fall in love with your cover. Fall in love with what you're writing and doing, your book, but not each individual part of it. Because that will really hamper you, okay?
If the name of my book is Voice Recognition,
uh-huh.
So what do you do with that?
You just create a light box.
I know, but where do you even go to look for something for voice recognition?
Oh, well, you see, you've already, right here, you've already had pictures, you already have... You go here and you look at what the things you wrote here, and you just look for door. Alan has door and table, and sitting in front of somebody, and welcome sign, mailbox. You just type those things in. You're not just going around roaming looking for pictures. You have some titles. You have some ideas already.
See, that's what you made it right there.
Did you just type that in?
I just did voice waves.
You just typed in
a
voice waves. Oh my
gosh. I put in voice recognition and that's what I got too.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you've got that. So you're just looking. You're not committing to anything, but we want to go through some of these things. So then next you're going to go to Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com.
R.
You're saying the word. You're saying F.
F as in Frank.
Yes.
F-I-V-R-R.
FIVERR.com.
Yeah.
Okay, make an account for that. Fiverr.com.
FIVERR.
Here, I'll write it up here. I was going to put it on the screen, but I'm going to use my... FIVERR.com. And Fiverr.com is, at one time, for a number of years, everything on it was $5. You could get a guy playing a ukulele for $5 singing your jingle. You could get a guy, I mean, it was amazing. You could get a lady with all dreadlocks on, hippie glasses, and she would say like 60 seconds of something of your speech, and she'd be like, hey, peace, and it would be all psychedelic around her for $5. So you could go and you could do a bunch of stuff in there, but this is specifically, raise your hand if you have a Fiverr.com account. All right. You're going to go up to graphics and design, and just put your finger over it.
We're trying to register it.
Okay. Go to Fiverr.com and then go to
graphics
design and click down on book covers and packaging. And I'll stay after and help anybody get accounts and need accounts on their stuff, okay?
Wow. I haven't heard what you said because I'm trying to activate the account.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
You can just delete your Facebook. Did you see that? And you can just delete through your Facebook.
Yep. It's amazing.
Ooh, erotic book covers.
Okay.
Invited, uninvited. He's just
a new book just came into my hand.
Okay, so once you get there, once you get to book covers, then where?
Go to book covers and pack. Oh, it says I'm no longer connected to the internet.
Look at what?
Hold on, I'm not connected to the internet.
You were in Cafe Marisi 50?
I was, yeah.
Graphics and design managers.
So basically, these people are operating.
There we go.
To design your book.
Okay. So try to if you're ahead or behind, go to book covers and packaging.
Yeah,
all right, so you're there. And over to the left, there's delivery time up to 3 days, up to 7 days. That's not that important, but what you want to go down here, you want to go down where it says cover type.
Yep.
You want to click book cover, and then you would go down a little bit more. You don't need 2D, 3D model, animate it. Your file format doesn't really matter that much, but you want to come down here to seller level.
Okay.
And you want to do top rated seller. And you want to do English, I think. I'm going to do English. All right?
Okay.
And then that gives you a whole different group of people.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So you just got rid of a whole bunch of beginners. You just got rid of a whole bunch of one-star people. And I'm going to go up to my account. Oh, I can invite friends and I can get $5. I just saw that. So I'll go and invite y'all. Darn it! So I'm going to go to my.
Joined.
I haven't, so you can invite me.
I'm going to go to my. Where's my people? I like. I was going to share with you the person I just got to do something that just did mine for $10. That cover that you saw, this up here, it cost me $10, and it cost me $10 for the picture, and if you want.
Can you get back up there?
Oh, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Oh, here we go. No. Oh, you know what? I went on the wrong Cafe Marise, I think.
You need to go back on CM. Did you have? But you we can't. You need to be on CMNG50.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got that, and then I'm going to see if I can find my top. And you know what? Honestly, sometimes you just have to pick one, but I can give you the name of somebody that I've used here. Anyways, if you want it, you can ask me, you can email me, and I will give you a name. But I don't want to continue looking because I'm not sure where I'm.
And then do you send the picture you chose out from Shutterstock?
Well, I'm gonna share that in just a minute. Okay. All right. So this is what you do. You have your picture. from Shutterstock that you love. It's exactly what you want. Don't look to like, oh, I'm going to change the color, or I'm going to do this. That just takes a lot more time and energy. So you want to find a good, clear picture that you like. You want to be professional. You want to be able to print it later on, use it for your workbook, stuff like that. You want to be able to use it, and you want to be able to be proud of it. And then you've got your Fiverr account, and you've picked out a person that you want to do your book cover. And then you're going to have to give them your picture, your title, your tagline, the author, how you want your name to be said, if you want that on the front. And then they're going to ask you some things like, what's your favorite colors? What colors do you want it to be? I've never said what color I want it to be because I can never think through what color, and they've always done a job that I've liked. The one in the back here, I'm going to...
getting it to an editor? Or
no, no. You're just getting it to somebody at Fiverr.com that has to do this digitally. These things have to be... So all you're doing is you're just creating your cover. If I did this one again, I would make it more like the one you saw earlier that has the top. I like it better. I forget who did this one. But I'm not thrilled, but you get what you can, okay? You really do. You try to get a picture that you like.
Oh, I get it. You're hiring someone.
Yes. Yes, for $10. You're buying a picture for $10. You're getting a book cover, format it for $10, and they're putting this on here. So I did this because it was all just a regular a piece of paper. But this, somebody else did this for me.
So these are people who are home working online, and you're hiring them.
Yes.
For $5 or $10.
Yes. Good. I didn't know. Okay, good. Yes. So this one cost me $10, and I'll give you that if you ask me, I'll give you that. And you won't like all of the ones that the guys do, okay? You won't like it. So, but it's $10. But you work at it. You get a picture that you like, and then you choose somebody. And most of them are good. Some are not. But that's why you look for top seller. You look for English.
Oh, I get it. The top seller are the people that move the most.
They've been on it the longest, they move the most, have the best ratings. It's like being on Fiverr.com. Okay, so Shutterstock is everybody in the world that takes really great high def pictures. They put them on Shutterstock. And you buy them for $10. You can't go national with it. You can do it for Kindle. You can print it, stuff like that. You can't use it for billboards, marketing campaigns. Like they pay more money for those. These are all pictures that are there. You choose them. They get paid a portion of that $10, okay? Fiverr.com is a domain. It's entrepreneurs that work all over the world in all different languages, and they do things starting at $5. So you can go in and they can ask, like, do you want it in this file or this file or this file? Do you want it in 24 hours? Do you want it? Do you want to be able to edit your cover? And it's $10 more because they give it to you in a different type file. Okay, I've never gotten my cover where I can edit it because I'm not interested in that. I'm interested just in something like this. I've always used the book covers I've gotten because I'm always trying to get them out. I'm always trying to do what one guy calls is to ship my art. So you write something, you do something, you get it printed, you get it out there, even if it's not perfect, you get it out there. Okay. You start using it.
So you send the picture to Fiverr, they mm-hmm. do whatever they do to it, the magic, and they send it back to you.
Yes.
And then you take it.
We don't do anything yet with it. You just have it.
Okay.
So you're going to send them your picture, your name, your tagline, and your author.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can say what color you like. Okay.
Okay.
So we got the picture. We've hired somebody to do our cover. Okay. I'm glad that was cleared up.
Woo!
So
I think you should say back to the stutter. You have the choices about which size to download it.
Right. So when you go at Shutterstock, and you guys can ask, I'll meet, Alan will buy us a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. and we'll all come back for a reunion in a month. Mm-hmm. What you do, there are different sizes. There's a standard size. It's the $10 size. It's the one that pops up.
Like that?
It's a $10, yes. Okay. And this by size, it doesn't mean big or small. It's just the pixels. I don't even think they call it pixels anymore.
When you go to download it, it tells you,
you know, small, medium, large.
I always do as large as I can.
And see, I did the large one, mm-hmm. too, because I think like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too big to manipulate on my computer.
Okay.
So we...
Then you just download the next size, smaller.
Yeah.
Right,
five
right.
Again? No.
Hmm? No. You have five downloads that you can do.
Okay. If you wanted to do that in your center, like you were saying, you're liking that better.
Yeah, well, I noticed that one wasn't really like that, I guess, because just the bottom was centered. So I just let them do it, honestly. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, that's my favorite so far. The daily prayer thoughts is a cup of coffee. I could have there's
how many did he do before you said, oh, I like this?
That's I've only ever done one. I'm gonna go back and do some other stuff, but now the cup of coffee for the daily prayer thoughts is like, that's it. I'm just gonna keep it with that just like it is. I'm gonna redo positive ID and okay, so we've got Fiverr.com. We're gonna go up here to do so everybody has an Amazon account, right? Okay, we're going to skip that. You have to have an Amazon account. And then I want you to go to this right here, kdp.amazon.com.
Okay.
And I can't work you through like every little nuance of this. You just have to go through and look at it, play with it, read a little bit about it. Did I say read a little bit about it? Read a little bit about it. If you need some help, I can sit down with you. Before you leave, but you need this. It's KDP, stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. You're your own publisher on your Kindle book. You need this to publish a Kindle book and to have it available on Amazon. Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's getting real.
It is get real. It gets a little bit scary when you're like, oh wait, I got to make some commitments. But if you figure going to McDonald's and maybe not McDonald's, but it's going to cost you $5 to $10 to go out to eat or a cup of coffee, or just it's really well worth it to start it. I suggest asking people to look at stuff and see what they like. Maybe somebody from your audience, maybe not somebody who already agrees and likes everything that you like. You need a fastidious friend or two that's willing to I shouldn't be editing here. I should be okay. So kdp.amazon.com. Yeah, it's KDP is Kindle Direct Publishing.
That's what KDP stands for. But it's KDP
I have never read any of their agreements.
So where do I agree? Oh, agreements.
I agree.
I agree.
That's you're funny.
So this is what we do once we have it done?
No, it doesn't matter when you do it. I'm just doing it in the order. I'm just okay, so that you have to have this before you can do your book, okay? So this is going to create sort of a digital bookshelf. In fact, it's called a bookshelf in Kindle Direct Publishing.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you mine in just a minute.
Do you sign in with your regular Amazon account?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
I think you have to. I am kicked off the internet again.
I was too.
Need to get a real
computer. CMG50. He's so mean. Mirror output built in Apple TV. There we go. Nope, I'm just off the internet.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's not for. Well, that's weird. There we go. Nope.
Okay, so when I was signing up in my same account, it now is saying that there's not enough information. What's your company publisher information?
Just put
complete tax information.
What?
They want my tax status.
What does it ask for?
U.S. tax ID.
Oh, it should look like this.
What?
Yeah, that's you have the.
I can't see that. I'm sorry.
It's the same thing as that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alan, did you say that'd be on CMG 50, right?
Yes.
Because yeah, I have a my
CMG 50.
Yeah, it's not. It's not letting me get on there.
Not letting you?
Yeah, I'm. It's totally. Oh, there. Wait, it just popped up again.
Okay.
It saw you getting up.
So, what do you do about your incomplete account? Is it something you do later?
Yeah, you could. You'll have to complete it later, but you need a Kindle Direct Publishing account. So you have to go through, read that stuff. It's been a while since I've done it, but it's. I mean, remember when I told you I got a $2.35 check last year, and some this year? That's from this account.
Okay, so we're all on the same page that says bookshelf, and we've got nothing there. So what do we do?
Hold on. Ah, there we go. I'm in. Yes. Am I up there? Yes. Okay, so eventually this is what it'll look like. You'll have your bookshelf. So it says my books, positive ID, discovering your eternal identity, 99 cents, daily prayer thoughts, why conversational prayer matters, 99 cents, a view on Amazon, yes, no, maybe so, and then turning into God's voice using scripture with Kathleen Gage.
99 cents.
No, I haven't done that one yet. I haven't done anything like that. I haven't done that one.
Did you put in the price?
What's that?
Did you put in the price? 99 cents. How does that work? The 99 cents.
What do you mean, how does it work? It's just digital. They're not like actually getting anything printed. This is Kindle Direct Publishing. This is for...
This is a book after it's written. We're going to dump it on here.
You, okay, hold on a second. So,
how do you determine the price?
Well, the book's 40 small pages. So Kindle, 99 cents is just somebody can add that on, buy it. Nobody knows who I am. You know what I mean? So you're just putting out there. You can put it up for free twice a year, like 5 or 6 days in a row. I always put it up for free. Things like that. So
just getting yourself out there.
Yeah, just because I want people to have it. Yeah. Right, right. And so... What?
Can you put any price you want?
For yes, you can. I believe there's certain that you'll have to read through the requirements for certain prices, but the bigger one is $2.99. The daily prayer thoughts. Hopefully, in the next when I get back from Scotland, that will be available. The one I was talking about last week, print on demand, one copy at a time, and that'll be. I think then they put an actual price on that as low as you can go because they're actually having to print it and ship it to somebody. So your book has to be like 3-something or 4-something, and you get a portion of that. So, and that's a whole nother, that's another storefront that you have to go to get it POD or printed on demand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But this is for Kindle, okay? So go back over. Oh, I'm sorry, Alan had a question.
I was going to say, this is not... for writing the book. This is for when the book is done.
Right. So this is what when your book is done, you'll have a title, and you'll have a front page from Shutterstock and Fiverr.com. You'll have a back page that you can get done on Fiverr.com also. And then you'll upload the guts of it and then the front and the back of it, and that'll all come on. So let me show you. Just go here to go to Amazon. Just regular Amazon.
Write reviews.
Yeah, it's hard to get people to write review because they have to have a book. I mean, they have to have bought a book. They have to have an account. You have to actually, people that get lots of reviews have a person on staff teaching people how to give reviews that like them. So I've never gone that far, though. But it's so go into the search all and type in Les Heron for Amazon. And there's a French book that comes up here, Les Amants, Minibla, whatever, Harlequin Black Rose. But there's I'm the first, there's five there. But so look, this is what you have. So you have yes, no, maybe, so, exposing double-mindedness. You click on that, and it goes to the book, okay? But then go back to that page, go back to that page, this one right here, okay? So Kindle Direct Publishing allows you to do this right here with your book, so it's available online, and you could do it, and you could do a workbook if you want. You could put a workbook on here. It doesn't look as good on Kindle, but I have a workbook I'm going to put on for print on demand down the road. But go now, click to Les Heron, where it says buy Les Heron. You can click Les Heron, and that takes you to an author's page. That's an old picture. Well, that's last year's picture.
Crecia's beautiful.
I'm following you now.
I haven't. Can you follow somebody?
Right under your picture it said follow.
Wait, how did you get to that?
Well, heck, I need to follow me too then. Oh, wait, I am. So, what I really need are pictures of me teaching different places.
Family snapshots.
Yeah, instead of family snapshots.
How are your family?
I like you already.
You like me? I didn't like you before, but now I like you.
You, except for the bald-headed one.
Yeah,
the bald.
Oh, my wife did not like that at all. The whole me shaving my head.
Yeah, don't enlarge it.
Don't enlarge.
I know you're going to.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I can enlarge it. Okay.
Positive idea.
All right, so listen. Listen, so you've got to have... You have to have Shutterstock. You can get a picture. You can take your own picture. Shutterstock, Fiverr.com. What I forgot to tell you, I just realized this. I don't have this in here. Is you have to get your book formatted for Kindle.
Okay.
And you do that in Fiverr.com also. And I think it says down here,
format it
for Kindle in Fiverr.com. It's a number. If you go to page 52, where your steps to getting a Kindle book on Amazon.
Sorry?
Go to page 52. It says steps to getting a Kindle book on Amazon is use Fiverr.com to format your book for Kindle. It's $5, and it's... You send it to them; they have it back in a couple of days, and you'll begin to see all that when you read. And if you're good with technology, you can format your own book. I've always thought it's worth $5 to get it done. I've tried to do some of those things, and it just frustrates me, and which isn't productive. Okay, so you've got a Shutterstock account, you've got a Fiverr.com. The one you have to work on is your Kindle Direct Publishing, your KDP that you were just on. And that means you need a picture there. That means that you need an author's page. It'll let you do your author's page in there. Why not start your author's page? Nobody's going to be looking for you. So when you're like, oh gosh, this will never work, then you can type yourself in and you pop up there.
You can do that before you actually have a book.
Yeah, you're just creating yourself a storefront sort of a bookshelf. And you're creating yourself a Crecia Heron bookshelf in the Amazon store. And then when they're coming in digitally, they're seeing, there's all these choices from Amazon. They met you, they heard you speak, they heard about you, they type that in. I can't tell you how to sell a book. I hope somebody comes my way that will help me sell a book. I like I said, I do have a person that's helping me now. Redoing some of these things, making them available in print, and even going to write some, finish some stuff for me, which is great. But I think it's that step and pass that resistance. You do that, and people start helping you, start finding out how things work. Let's see, so you've got that. Go to number 9. Go to number 9, and go to authorcentral.amazon.com.
Okay, where?
Number 9 on page 52.
Oh.
Oh, I see. Create
the
Amazon
page.
Ooh. No.
Hey.
And then just sign in with your Amazon account.
Do I have to use my regular Amazon account?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Oh. Well, no, it's telling me I can't sign in to my Amazon account, that I have to join Author Central.
Well, then join Author Central. But it probably will join with your Amazon account.
Okay. Wow, what if we want a different author name so that people...
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Just use a different email or Amazon account.
You have to open up another Amazon account, probably, I would think.
So I'll start with the original.
I've connected all of mine to our account.
Okay, so if you have a book that's already in print,
mm-hmm.
but it's being sold on the Amazon site, not Kindle, like a real book.
Mm-hmm.
So does Amazon mail those books out?
This is what happens. So maybe this will help. So you're going to have your KDP, and that's going to be delivered digitally, okay? Or we can say magically, to somebody's Kindle, okay? And then you can connect to another Amazon domain called CreateSpace. And what that does, it's actually, you have to format it differently. I've never been able to figure it out. Somebody came my way that's figuring it out for me. What that does, and then once you have your gut, everything in there, they actually assign you an ISBN number. They will put, you can put a price on it. You can do whatever you want on the front and back of it. It's just the, it's all of this that you use digitally, but it's print. And then what they do, somebody looks for Sheree Bosch, unless you're going to write stuff that with another name. They go to Amazon. Your book says buy in Kindle, available in print, okay? And then just like this automatically ships digitally, you don't see any of that. This, they will print on demand, print one at a time. They will print and ship one book to your writing mentor. It is crazy. I just bought Jim's book. And this entails a lot more formatting, a lot more expertise, and going. I could never figure it out. I've tried 3 or 4 times. I asked a friend to do it. I was going to pay her to do it. She got into it, and then she got a job. Darn her! So does that make sense? How the stores? And then this up here, this Amazon that you're typing Sheree Bosch into, it connects to your author page that you're going to have, all right? So it's all really a store that somebody's entering into, and they enter into and they find your name here. And prayer is a big entering into. Double-mindedness is not, you search double-mindedness, there's nothing. But prayer, that's why prayer is a great title to have and a great category to have. Prayer and hearing the voice of God, those are just, everybody writes about them and wants to know more about hearing God's voice. Those are probably the top 5 of searching for spirituality, is prayer and hearing the God of voice. Meditation and some negative connotations can be, but that's really big right now. It always has been how to hear God's voice. So I probably should have started with this. I'll start with this next time, how it works. So you're figuring out, how can somebody go into Amazon and find my stuff? And so this is the only part we're doing here and here. We're not doing CreateSpace. All right?
But at some point in the future...
I have a problem.
Hold on. Yes?
At some point in the future, you will do CreateSpace.
You can. And it depends. Actually, it depends on your audience. So a lot of authors don't do CreateSpace at all, because they're gearing all towards people with Kindles, all towards people who only read Kindles. There's people that have literally never bought a book online that wasn't a Kindle. I mean, the new Kindle holds thousands of books now. It has 6 days of battery life if you read it for 5 hours a day.
The younger generation, probably.
That's right. That's right. Because everything, because what they're doing, they're using their Kindle. They can highlight in their Kindle. They can put notes in their Kindle. They can cut and paste and send to a friend via email or Facebook from their Kindle. So a lot of them aren't doing that. This is, though, for me, I'm around a lot of people that want or need this. Okay. Any other questions about this? Create spaces, the print on demand. This is if you want your book printed. But don't worry about this right now. Just this right here. Plus, this gives you a visual if you're getting close to finishing your book. But have an author's page just when you're, again, it's in front of the TV, commercials coming on, somebody you don't like. You know, do this. Get your author's page, get this set up, and as soon as you have a cover, start playing with downloading it. If you want to make yourself a cover and figure that out, and you're technical like that, do that. And it's just a bookshelf; nobody's looking at it. You have to click publish to publish your Kindle. It's not like people can see it. You can have nobody knows tuning into the voice of God's ear. I had Zeke's book up there to see how it formatted and stuff like that. It's all different things to just figure it out. And it's really cool when you do the Kindle because you get to thumb through your book before you publish it to see if it's actually been formatted correctly and if it works and stuff like that. Okay?
Okay.
What's that?
I'm the author with my name.
Oh, no!
I'm like, what?
Darn them!
It could be a good thing.
That's true.
Holy moly, I have a big problem.
What's your big problem?
Well, it said join now.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked that, and then it went to something and it said Beth Reed, and it had a square, and it said no book there, and it said, is this you? And I clicked yes, and it's now linked my Amazon sign-in number to this page called Beth Reed. But when I went there, it's somebody else.
It's not you.
And they have a book autism. And I don't know how to unlink it.
Well, we'll work on that later, okay?
Holy moly.
That's probably not a big problem. She's probably right. All right. So look on page 50. Oh, so 52. Number 10, when you create an author's page, you've uploaded your formatted book to Amazon Kindle, you still have to connect your books to your author's page, okay? And some of that just takes some time and some clicking. You're not ruining anything. So if you click it and you click it wrong, you just go back and unclick it. You make it not your book, stuff like that. But then 11, you can share your book via Amazon's marketing tools. Now, some of my friends, what they're doing now, they're actually, well, Jim did this last time. He actually previewed his book. My book is coming. My book is on its way, sort of thing. But it is really hard to sell a book. And I'm going to learn how to sell books and how to, because you can link them to other authors who write in your same category, and you can market and pay for a little bit of ad space. So when it says, you know, John Bevere, it's like Alan Green shows up underneath it. And if you're selling a book for $4 and it costs you $1 to sell that book for $4, you just made $3. So there's things, and I somebody's going to come along my way and help me with that. But if that becomes you, then you can come back and we can do a workshop with an extra night on how to sell your book. Okay. And then 12 is where the create space and the POD book. I wrote that down there. Okay, just so you know that. All right, and then page 53. So everybody clear, or at least pretty clear, on those accounts that you need to have and the process to get there, okay? It's going to be messy.
Create space.
It's going to be messy. It's right here. It's this up.
It's for when you're not selling Kindle.
Print, right, right. Okay. So on 53, there's this resource stuff that we've talked about. Phone app for recording your book. Phone app for transcribing, recording. Transcribing and recording. I use Cabbage Tree Solutions. It's less than $1 a minute. I think it's actually 50 cents a minute to transcribe. There's Shutterstock, then Fiverr.com for digital formatting and cover design. Now, I want to talk about Upworks. Upworks is another domain like Fiverr.com with a lot better... a lot higher end for doing certain things. Just say you wrote something and your grammar's awful. Somebody in here, and everybody listening, everybody together at the same time. Shh. You can get help with that later, okay? So Upworks, it says get more done with freelancers. So you say you wrote a book, you had it transcribed, but you still know there's grammatical grammar problems in it. You can hire somebody digitally, and they will bid on your job, and they will correct it for you.
Oh, wow.
And it is awesome. And I have one guy that I've used. His name's Adam Swigger. And if you get to that point, you want it edited like that. And he's the guy that in one of my books, like actually in The Double-Minded, he wrote probably 3 paragraphs of that. He took my stuff that I didn't like, that I didn't have a good conclusion, and he said this. I said he looked at it, and he said, "You don't need help grammatically. You don't need help with grammar very much, but you do. There's I can see where I can help you with some content of some flow." And man, he went and they send it back to you, and it has what you wrote, maybe like 5 words with a line crossed out, and then what they wrote in a different color. And it is super amazing. I think it cost me $50. And I'd never done that the other 2 or 3, but it like really helped me. And he did, he read through that whole book and corrected the grammar on all of it, and probably took out or rewrote a portion of maybe 15 sentences. And he wrote a portion of the last couple pages, like he re-put stuff together. I don't know how to say that correctly.
That whole thing was
$50. For him to edit the whole thing was $50 online. It is, you don't want to, you don't, I mean, and it takes a while. You have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn like what domain you're in, but you don't want, I mean, you don't want to sit down and have somebody that you know in town design the front cover of your book. It's going to cost you $150. But on Kindle, you can get it for $5 or $10. I mean, on Fiverr. It's getting somebody to edit your book that's like here in town, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Find somebody, go to highly rated people, go to people. I mean, I saw this guy, I found a lady first that I liked. She took my stuff, and then she just fell off the map. And she actually went into the hospital. But I didn't need it real quick or anything like that. And so, but I had this Adam guy, I finally gave it to him, and it was like awesome. I mean, it was really good. And he has actually, he's one of the guys, the owner of these 3 or 4 guys that all work together all online. And they all, I mean, that's how people work. That's how people live in Colorado in the high mountains with good internet. Because they're making $30, $40 an hour, working 10 or 20 hours a week, and they're doing it up, stuff like that. So,
is he helping you with how you got stuck in?
I don't know yet. I don't know. Because in there's the phrase, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So for me, all I'm doing is getting the book done to take to Scotland. I'm going to have 50 books. I'm going to have the back cover is going to say, not intended for, I forget what it's going to say, but it's going to say basically, free copy, appreciate any feedback, not available but coming soon. Because I want people to know it's not done yet. But it's just getting it done and utilizing it, getting your art out there. It's not waiting until it's perfect to show people. We don't have to do that anymore. Okay, so Upworks, really helpful. We have a bifold at the church that we used. It's a bifold. It's for visitors. It's quite nice. I gave her a picture. I gave her the contents, and she did that. I think it was $40. She designed it all. I've had big posters. I did a prayer night years ago. We did a meditative prayer at Main Street Crossing, and it was going to cost me $150 to get each one designed. I've had 5. I went. That's how I learned about Shutterstock, and I went to Fiverr, and I got 5 posters done for like $10 each. Wow. I mean, it was amazing. And then this last one here is a print your book locally. I use Alpha Graphics, and I use them, and they actually, if they get a huge shipping order, they can sometimes wait a little bit longer than I'd like, and I always like am trying to get it printed at the very end. So, but they've been really good to me. But you can use anybody; you don't just have to use them. All right, any questions before we end? And I'm no questions about your laptop and stuff. I'll help you with that later on.